it seems like the more and more I get into this book, the more and more God reveals. It's like a never-ending book of knowledge. Every time I think I got one thing tied down, God begins to show me something different. We're in the book of Joshua, and the message is moving forward. Amen. When you begin to move forward, your mindset has to be faithful and confident on the thing that you're attempting to do with your life. In the first chapter of Joshua, in the very fifth verse, it says, there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. Be strong and of good courage. I know y'all said you skipped some. But it didn't really. We know God ain't gonna forsake us or fail us. But what he does say that's important is to be strong. Yeah. And have a good courage. For unto you this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Somebody say day and night.
Amen.
You need to meditate this word day and night. Amen. And we thank God for that. And thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And now I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Moving forward. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. You have to remind yourself that as the Lord, a father, was with the son, he will also be with you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And you have to continually remind yourself that God is with you.
Yeah.
He says, be strong. Be strong. Every time I think I got the definitions of these words down, Pastor, God takes me to another place and shows me something that I missed. I think he keeps doing it so he can compound things upon. You know, the word of God says to you is precept by precept. It's understanding and learning through understanding and learning. And it says, be strong. The word strong also has an alternate meaning, and it means to fasten upon. Mm-hmm. Fasten upon. Be strong and of a good courage. Now we know courage, we look it up in the Webster, different books, and it says, even in your Greek and Hebrew, in certain spots, it'll tell you that it means to be without fear, without worry and concern. But it also has another meaning, which when you do the parallel searches of it, it means to be alert. God is telling you if you fasten your eyes, it'll keep you alert. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance. Amen. An inheritance. The land which I swear to their fathers to give them. But he says you got to do something. You got to only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. See, be strong. God is saying you've got to fasten your eyes upon whatever it is that he has promised you. Whatever God has promised you, you have to fix your mind. And why it says the eyes? Because we know that the eyes are the window to the soul. God is saying, if you can fasten your eyes or your soul upon that which has been promised to you, then you will come to the understanding. You will stay alert so that it don't pass you by. Most of our blessings pass us by because we're not alert and we don't see it coming.
Come on.
So God was telling them, look here, Joshua, you've got to be, listen, you have got to fasten your eyes upon it, and you've got to be alert. You've got to be alert. And he said, thou and shalt thou divide for an inheritance. And see, I like the word inheritance because we preach a lot of times inheritance means that something that's been left to you. But it also means occupy.
Amen.
If you fasten your, listen, if you fasten your soul, whoops, I'm too excited about this. Don't worry about it. I got another pair. If you fasten your soul on what God has promised you, how many hear me?
Yeah.
You fasten your soul, your spirit, on what God has promised you. It puts you in a position where you don't have to worry about not being alert. You're already alert because what is in you is looking for it. Why? Because what is in you, you have taken yourself and put yourself in a place where you now occupy the promise. That's what God was telling him. You know where you're going. You know that there are giants in the land. You know that there's going to be a battles and fights that you're going to have to go through. But I need you, Joshua, to be alert. Yeah. There were times that he was not alert and he got tricked. Amen. He got tricked trying to allow the people to do what they wanted to do instead of what the Word of God had spoken to him to do. There are people that are around you that come into your life that want to separate you from your focus and your alertness in God so that you can see the vision that God gave you begin to manifest. And they're not big things. You ever heard those saying, little foxes spoil the vine? Well, most things that come in and rip up your vine are small. They're not humongous. They're not so big that you can't move them, but they're very small and quirky and things that you don't pay and take notice to. That's why he said you have to be alert. So when I tell you to be strong and to be alert, and then I'm telling you that this inheritance, then you cannot occupy. Because see, whatever you occupy, you fight to get it. So God was already telling him, you know, you're in for a battle. Now, I've told you that no man shall be able to stand before you. I've already told you that. I've already forewarned you that you've got to be alert. I've told you that you've got to do these things, but you're going to be in a battle. I'm just not going to let you go over to Canaan and just occupy without a fight. That you get without fighting for, you don't hold on to.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. That's the part that messed me up. He said that I declared unto your fathers. That's what it means. It means I declare. I declare it. When I swear, he said, I declare it. Remember in the Hebrews, God said, I swear by no greater name than myself. I declare through and by myself. He said, I declare this even unto your fathers. You want to know how prophetic this is? He told, who did he tell? Abraham the same thing. It wasn't nothing new that Abraham was hearing. It was what God already spoke to Joshua that he was saying. You don't think God is telling you the same thing?
Come on now.
But you've got to occupy your space. Stop letting folks get in your space and control your destiny.
Amen.
Because they will get in your space and they will sit there and they'll eat up your food. They'll drink your juices. And if you're not careful, it'll wear your socks and your drawers.
Yeah.
It almost dare you to say something to them. So you better make sure you occupy your own space. That's when it says, guard your heart with all diligence. That's your space.
That's right.
You don't let folks in your space. God was telling Joshua, Joshua, you occupy your space.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But see, we know how God searches the intents of our hearts, right? So God spoke to him again. Only. That's the key word.
Yeah.
Only. Don't try to work around it. Only.
Yeah.
Be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Only. You have to only be thou strong. Be thou strong. What is he saying? You have got to be strong.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He was talking to Joshua. I hate to inform you, but every one of you guys that have Jesus in you have Yahshua in you.
Yeah.
So you got to always make up your mind to be doing what? Moving forward. How many folks in here sick of backtracking?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, only be thou strong and very. Not just, he said, very. Don't have good courage anymore. Now you got to be very courageous.
Yeah.
Why is it very courageous that thou mayest? Because he says there are going to be things that are going to happen in and around your life that are going to try to separate you from this revelation that I'm placing in your spirit.
Yeah.
It was a revelation when God said, I'm good, as I am, as I was with Moses, I will be with you.
Yeah.
I will not fail thee, or I will not leave thee. That was a revelation. So as God was revealing himself to Joshua, letting him know, he also knew that there were going to be things in the future that were going to try to distract him.
Yes.
That's why you have to stand on this word.
Yes.
Only be thou strong, and not just, what do we say, courageous, to be alert, but to be supernaturally alert.
Amen.
That means your perception level has got to stop being only what you see with your eyes and see what you can sense with your spirit. But if there's no word that's validating or living in your life or creating an atmosphere of praise in your life, then you'll never see or perceive what God actually has for you, and you won't know when you have a rattlesnake in your back.
Hallelujah.
Oh well. Whew. I'm about burn out, baby. Observe to do according to all the law. All of it. Not that which meets your eye, or that fits your situation, or strengthens your condition, but all of it. Observe. Don't just feel it. Understand it.
All right.
You know, we observe different holidays. But God was saying, I'm your holiday.
Amen.
And you observe me as your holiday every day.
Amen.
Then you can enjoy your life every day. But it's got to be according or as to or as it is written to the law. Now I know you say, well, we don't live by the law. Of course we don't. We live by what? Grace and mercy. But where did grace and mercy come from? The law. Where do the epistles come from? The law. It just changed. It's still the word God. It just changed. doing here. He said, observe to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it. Did he say, Moses, my servant, commanded thee? So that meant that all the time that they were in this wilderness experience, Moses was teaching them. I got a question for you. Who are you teaching?
Come on now.
Who's learning from you?
My God.
Who's gleaning understanding about this life that we're trying to live? Whose perception has been opened that they might understand that the power of the living God is more than just a word or something we talk about, that we dance about and we shout about, but it's something that we have the ability to live in. Is that to us? That most turn not from the it to the right. I turn not from it. Don't turn from it. To the left. Turn not from it to the right. You think turn would be the most important word there, but it's not. The word it. Because the word it is talking about something that's established or that is solid and has foundation. Turn not from this word that I'm giving you.
Amen. Amen.
Don't turn to the left, because if you turn to the left, you won't be alert.
Come on now.
Don't turn to the right, because if you do it, you will not be alert. And the moment you make one of those turns, guess what? You're going to hit something. And most of the times, whatever it is you hit, costs you. There's one thing about running into folks' lives, there's no insurance. Not even no fault. He said, if you turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, and see, the word hand represents works. That means that you be steadfast in the work that you're doing. Don't get caught up in what the right hand was doing.
Right. Yeah.
Don't you go there. Might as well. If you know what God has told you, you know what he told you, per se, in your spirit and through the word, why would you turn to the right and get caught up with a right winger?
Yeah.
Somebody that don't believe like you believe.
Yes.
Or decide to turn to the left because it sounds good and the grass is a lot taller and a lot greener. But if it's a lot taller and it's a lot greener, there's stuff hiding in it that you're not going to see. So God told him to stay focused. Be alert. He was actually telling him to be alert. I'm telling you to be alert, Joshua, because I want you to understand there's also enemies in your camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Baby, praise me. It said, if you do these things, you may prosper. It said you was. It said you may prosper.
Yeah.
Oh, why me, Lord? Why I got to go through this? Because it's part of your journey.
Amen.
It's part of your test.
Amen.
It's part of your testimony.
Amen.
So we're going to go through some things. I don't know, but I want to prosper.
Amen.
I want to prosper. I'm going to say it louder. I want to prosper. Okay. Now y'all think I'm talking about finances. Not so. It says it means to deal wisely with. If you stay focused on the word of God, you are going to deal wisely with right-wingers and left-wingers and with mess and with conflict and with strife and with jealousy and with envy and with mountains and with trials and tribulations. You're going to deal wisely with them. Why? Because your wisdom is not going to come from what you see. Your wisdom is going to come from your experience in God. God said, Joshua, you've been out in that wilderness for 40 years with Moses. And you've seen him do good, and you've seen him messed up. But I want you to understand, don't look at his mess ups, and don't focus on his good. Only focus on what I have told you. We serve God conditionally sometimes. We serve God based on what such and such is doing or what Sister Hootenanny is doing. That's how we serve God. God said, Joshua, I want you to serve me the way I have prepared you to serve me. He said, look here, Joshua, I was with Moses and I'm going to be with you, but I'm not going to do the same things for you that I did for Moses. Because your faith and your confidence in me is a lot different than that Moses had. That's why I say cover the best gifts and not the best pastors.
Amen.
Well, glory. You know how I was looking at the word covenant. I wrote it down. I got it. I jotted it down at the last minute because I couldn't believe it was saying what it was saying. Got to keep this for something I want. My head began to spin because we know that covenant relationship is when you mingle your blood and when you become one instead of two. But God was showing me something else about covenant relationship. He said, it's a compact. It's a compact because it's made by passing between two pieces of flesh. Who got that? It's compact because it's made by passing two pieces of flesh. You know that Ark of the Covenant? The Ark, it was just a box. But you know what was in the covenant, in the box? The Word of God. You know what the Word of God is? Flesh.
Come on now. Amen.
They put the book in there.
Yes.
It was flesh. We teach God as a spirit. And he is. But yet he created us in his own image and in his own likeness. So he had to become what in order to do it? Flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you make a covenant with God, you're making a covenant with his flesh. That's why Jesus said what he said. He said in the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word of God was with God, and the Word of God was God. That's why he said that, because my flesh was in that box. That's why I told Joshua, don't take his eyes off of it.
Come on now.
I know some of y'all said, what is he talking about? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy It's a metaphor for something that you speak, or if you want to get supernatural with it, something that you live. You ever thought about that scripture when Jesus said, when you see me, you see my Father, and when you see my Father, you see me, and we know that the Father is a spirit. He was saying, because when you see me, you see my Father's flesh. And when you see my Father's flesh, how can you not see me?
Exactly.
That's why we fight against our flesh. That's why we battle so hard in our minds to control our attitudes and our dispositions and our positions and our jealousies and our envies and our strifes. I know ain't nobody here got none of that stuff in him. I got it all. It's just a battle to keep it under subjection and to keep it down so that it don't rule, make me turn to the left or to the right of what God has already promised. We got to keep moving forward. Stop moving back. That's why he said, press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Because you got to keep moving forward. You might have hell in your life, move forward. You might not feel good, move forward. You might need more money in your life, but keep moving forward. You know where you're going to move forward at? You're going to move forward in your mind, not in your steps. Joshua, don't you dare. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do what you will do. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Now, I remember telling you this. Thou shalt meditate. How do you meditate? Well, you don't sit there and know how I meditate. Dennis, you know that ain't right. You know you done messed up. You know you said the wrong thing. You know you had the wrong attitude. You know you let your feelings and your emotions control what you were supposed to do for me. Meditate means to talk to thyself.
Yeah. That's right.
If you talk to yourself about your situation, you don't need anybody else to tell you. And you know what I found out? As long as you're talking to yourself about your mess, you don't have time to judge nobody else.
Yeah. 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 Say that.
You know Joshua has some situations going on in his mind. How come Moses can't come over?
Oh yeah.
We've been out there with Moses for 40 years. Why are you taking him now, God? Why didn't you take him way back then? God was saying, because it wasn't time for you to prosper yet.
Yes.
If you do some serious study, you'll find out that when they went into Canaan, it was not free.
Amen. Amen.
We preach it like it was free. It was not free. First thing they had to do was cross the Jordan. But see, that was supernatural in itself because the waters did not part. They rolled. And that's significant for the fact is when the waters rolled, God was letting him know, see how the waters roll? You can still see it. The top of the waters, Joshua. That means that your struggles and your trials, you are now moving into. You ever heard a song when they sing about the Jordan? Deep and wide, deep. That your troubles are deep and your problems are long and wide. But guess what they did? They fastened their eyes on the box. Because they knew that in the box was not just a book, but it was a living commandment. If you keep your eyes fastened on Jesus, you will make it. The moment you take your eyes off of Christ, you're done. But thou shalt meditate, talk to thyself. Therein, day and night. Now, don't talk to yourself. You know you're great. You know you're treating them better than they need to be treated. You know you're the only one that loves everybody. You'd be amazed at folks that geek themselves up. What is it called? When you go to a place and they try to make you feel good and the speaker? No, it's just a name for the guy that does it. A motivation speaker. My God, if you got to go someplace and pay for somebody to motivate you, you ain't going to make it. That's what God was telling Joshua. Joshua, don't be motivated by what you saw Moses do.
Come on now.
Only be motivated by what I told you you going to do. That should be motivation enough. That's motivation enough to make you want to move forward.
Yes. Yes.
You better motivate yourself. That thou, and they always throw that in there, that thou mayest. Because he wants you to know that the ball is in your court. If you make it, it's because you believed and kept your eye on the box. I can't blame the pastor Stoke Pen if I take my eyes off the dish. I have to keep my eyes on it. And the way you keep your eyes on it is by introverting your eyes so you can see the God on the inside and have something to follow. Because if you follow you, we all going to fall in the ditch. And Brother Andy can tell you, I've been in a few ditches around here. We sure have. You know what I found out? When you get in that ditch, can't nobody get in there with you. Ain't enough room. Observe to do according to all that is written therein. Written where? Written in your heart. Now, if you don't have nothing written on your heart, you're in trouble. For if you do this, if you stay focused, if you stay alert, if you fasten yourself upon, if you don't look to the left or the right, but you keep moving forward, guess what? Then thy way, or thy lifestyle, or thy predicaments that thy come into shall be prosperous. How can your predicaments be prosperous? For this fact, that we know that all things work for the good to them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. That's how your predicaments prosper in you. Because through it, you learn to deal wisely with others. You know why most folks don't know how to treat other people? Because they don't know how to treat themselves. You know, we say it starts at home. You sure does. What are y'all preaching next week? But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know why he's telling him this, right? He's telling him this because Moses is no longer around. So how are they going to get across the Jordan? If Moses ain't here to part the sea, how are we going to get across? Only be thou strong and very courageous. Your trouble's out there. And see, Joshua probably had the greatest revelation of any of them. Because remember when they come back from spying out the land? It wasn't the giants per se that he saw. But what he saw was jealousy, envy, strife, conflict, confusion. If you look at the tribes that they had to battle against, those were the names or the representation of the different tribes. One tribe's name means jealousy. One tribe's name means conflict. One tribe means hatred. One tribe, they all had names on their tribe. And it wasn't so much the tribe that they were going to battle, because God said the land, all they had to do was occupy the land. So the battle, the fight wasn't going to be with the other tribes, the Perizzites or the Jebusites or all these different sites. It wasn't going to be with them. The battle was going to be within the clique. That's where the battle is going to be. That's why God said, Joshua, you're going to have to be very, very strong and very courageous.
Right.
Close. And then God turned around and said, Joshua, I'm looking right at you. I'm looking at that little corner in your heart that's still trying to hold on to your past. Have I not told you? God said, have I not commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage? You know why? Because we hear what God is saying, but we don't act upon what he's saying.
Amen. Amen.
We talk a good talk. We walk a good walk. We shout a good shout. But we ain't doing what the word of God tells us to do.
Amen.
Folks have been assigned into your life to mess you up. You know what? I look up stuff that I normally don't look up. I was looking at it, it says the book of Joshua. So I decided to look up the word book. And I felt kind of silly looking up the word book. I said, why are you looking up the word book? You know what a book is? Book is a book. This is the book of the Lord. This is the covenant of God. But when I looked up the word book, you know what the word book means, president or pastors? It means evidence.
Amen. All right.
It means evidence.
Amen.
So this is the evidence of Joshua or of Joshua or the evidence of Christ.
Yeah.
Letting you know that that same flesh that died on the cross was in the wilderness with him. So whatever wilderness experience you're going through right now, you're in, believe that he's with you.
Yes.
And he's not going to leave you or forsake you. But you've got to stay focused on the prize. And don't think it's coming in a big box with a bowl, because it ain't. Have not I commanded? And I said, have not I. Who is I? The great I am.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The creator of all things.
Yes.
Heaven and earth.
Yes, yes.
That you, I. Tell me, my son, why you haven't ascertained or listened to what I've already told you. Have I? I didn't send nobody else. I told you personally.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Truly I was with my servant Mo, and yet the torch was passed unto Joshua. When I commanded Joshua, there was no cloud. But they followed the ark. They followed my presence. That's why I told Joshua to follow me. Truly it was not the same, but I am the same God.
Yes.
And I'm telling you the same thing I told them, be strong and of a good courage. Knowing that I, the great I am, goeth before thee to make easy and successful thy way. Only fasten yourself to my word. For only in that which thou shalt stand. For only in that can thou walk. For only in that can thou live. For only in that thou can deal wisely as I have commanded Joshua, as I have commanded Moses, so shall I command thee. Ye have a greater part than they did, for I am walking up and down in the midst of my people. I have filled them with my very presence. The spirit that in that day I fell upon them, but I am within you to lead you and influence you, that ye may be able to deal wisely. But only continue to listen to my word, that thou mayest prosper, that thou mayest deal wisely. For only in that shalt thou truly have success, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's kind of ironic that this year, almost 12 years ago, I've never told this story, but I've listened to Pastor Keith tell it all the time. I had taken Pastor Howard home, and we never leave the gate open, but he didn't have his button, so, and I was taking him home, and we were standing in his driveway talking, and some man walked in off the streets, and I said, well, look at that. I'm like, ugh. So we think the man is coming to ask for alms or some money. And he walks up to us and he says, hi, how you doing? And he starts singing. Had this beautiful, honey voice. And you know Brother Hart, he loved music. The man could have done anything he wanted to do at that time. Because he was singing this pitch. It was so beautiful. And all of a sudden he just stopped singing. And he got the strangest look on his face. And I go, oh man, we're going to have to beat him down, Bob. But he about to go ballistic. And he looked at Pastor Hart. He said, that is your Joshua. And I turned to look at Brother Hart, because Brother Hart did not want to hear that mess that night. And when we turned back around, the man was gone. We never saw him leave. We only saw him walk up. And most folks would be so excited about that, that scared the heck out of me. It scared me. You're God's Joshua. And it should scare you. But God told him, don't be afraid. It should be scare you to the point of reverence and submission. Because God is moving, folks. God is doing a great work in the earth. I know there's all kinds of crap going on. Folks killing people for no reason. Folks getting mad on their jobs, going killing half their job. You know. If we spent all our time working, don't worry about that. We wouldn't even leave out of the house. They would have never crossed the Jordan. If they hadn't known, he hadn't trusted the word was going to go before them. You heard us teach on or minister on the battle of Ai. How they kept the accursed thing. But Joshua didn't know they had kept the accursed thing. But he paid for it because they kept the accursed thing. But you know what he did? When he realized what had happened and he did the right thing, he fell on his knees and fell on his face and he asked God to forgive him, and the anointing that he thought he had lost became even greater than it ever was before. And they began to defeat tribe after tribe after tribe after tribe. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, and be not afraid. That doesn't mean to be scared of something. But the word afraid in the Hebrew means to dread. How many times you dread? There are things you just dread. Somebody in church harassing you, you dread going. Somebody on your job persecuting you, you just dread going. There are places and things you just dread doing. And when you do it, what are you doing? You're talking to yourself. You're convincing yourself how much you dislike or don't like your situation. But God said, have I not commanded thee? I see what you're going through. I've commanded thee. He said, don't dread. Or, you know, what my biggest thing that I do, I harass myself in a sickness. Not bodily sickness, but spiritual sickness. God was telling Joshua, don't do it. Everything, just because you get ready to cross over and you have the dark, don't mean everything gonna go right. And I was watching one of these programs, historic programs, and they were out there looking for the Ark of the Covenant. And I got tickled because I was saying, I don't care what mountain they go to, what sea they go down into, wherever they go, they're not going to find it because it's here. It's here. And the only way they'll ever find the true ark is to look at us. Because now you are the box that the flesh of God dwells in. We got a job to do. He said, and neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Look at verse 11. I'm closing. Pass through the host of the men of the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over. Said in 3 days, this temple will rise again. Yeah. A little bit of advice. Stop waiting for somebody else to resurrect your spirit and resurrect it yourself. Get your focus. Trust in who you are. Believe in what God has promised you. And stand on the word of God regardless of how much hell or trouble comes your way. Stand in that word. And God will work it out for you. But you got to let him do it. And we close almost every week on our radio broadcast and our website with God's be very strong and very courageous, because this is the end time and you've got to be that. You have got to be that in order to complete and to fulfill your destiny. Amen.
Yekiro robo sha, yakumo shia dariaka, ekiro robo shia dariaka, yakumashia.
My children, don't be confused concerning my blessings, concerning my commandments, concerning my word. Don't be confused. But know that I am the Lord thy God that have brought thee forth. Many of thee are alive because I have spared thee. Many of you are blessed because I have blessed you. Many of you are encouraged because I have encouraged you. Many of you are uplifted because I have uplifted you. But it's always been me, saith God. So if I've done it in the past and I'm doing it now, why would you worry about what's going to happen in the future? Take no thought for what you shall wear and what you shall eat. For I am the Lord thy God. And if I cause the lilies of the field to grow, and I cause the sparrow to be fed, why wouldn't I do even greater even for thee? So I'm worried and concerned about this and concerned about that. But I am the it. I am the great I am. And you shall know that every it that's in your life, I shall possess it. And I shall move out of the midst of it. And you shall know that I am that God that was in the beginning. And I am that God that is now. And I shall be that same God that is in the future. So therefore, look not to the left or to the right, but be focused and concentrate only on me, saith God. Be strong, Joshua, and be of a good courage. You got to do it all the same time. Be strong and of a good courage. And then he threw in, neither be dismayed. The word dismayed means to break down by confusion. That's why Paul preached, God is not the author of confusion. So if there's somebody in your life creating confusion, that's up to you. Thank you. Passover. So you better prepare your rituals. You better prepare the word of God that's in your life so that you have something to stand on. Because in three days, it's time to rip. Telling Joshua, don't be influenced by Moses' message. Only be influenced by what I have given you. And if you run with what I have given you, there ain't no man that will ever be able to stand before you. So you better take the word of God and give you. You better run with it. Don't take my word for it. Why, you got your own Bible. You serve God on your own.
Amen.
You better make up in your mind. See, folks think God is playing. God is not playing. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And you have to decide to do what he says and act upon what he means. I'm not trying to miss on what God has for me. And don't be mad at me, but it ain't got nothing to do with going to heaven either. Nothing. If I live to be 110 years old, I want to still know who you are. Amen. That's prosperous. When I look at some of our older saints in here who are 86 and 79, these different ages, that's prosperous.
Yes, Lord.
That's called being prosperous. I've been down to those bridges down there a couple times. To talk to some of the folks that live on the street. I don't know why I did it. I said, you have lost your mind. I've met people down there that were 89 years old with no place to live. And you probably live in an $80 million house and they were happier than you are. They were happy living up under their bridge. They were happy pulling their blankets over them to stay warm at night. They were happy having just enough to eat. Because they realized the enough they had to eat came from God. The bridge that they were sleeping up under came from God. You know what they say? Young man, you could be dead. I'm thinking you are dead. Because you're not living a prosperous life. But God said, there are more prophets than you are. You walking around with your chip on your shoulder, mad about this, upset about that, bad disposition, bad attitude, and they just as happy. God said, learn something. Learn what it is to be prosperous. And that's what God was telling Joshua. Learn what it is to be prosperous. And Joshua never had a burning bush. He never went to the mountain and talked to God. God never came down and sat next to him and said, son, here I am. I'm with you. Shoot, Joshua wasn't even the one that rolled back the waters of the Jordan. If you remember, God said, Moses, lift your hands, and I'll part the waters. So the power came through Moses to part the waters. But God said, I will no longer work like that. My people are going to live according to my word, and not by my miracles. If you let this word go before you and you don't let it depart out of your heart and you meditate in it day and night, your way will be prosperous. There's some millionaires that would rather have good health than all the money they got. Because they know they got to leave it to somebody that don't like them, never loved them, and don't appreciate them, and it ain't nothing they can do about it. Well, you say, well, they can donate it to some charity. Well, they gonna get caught up in it too. This is our life to live, and we have to do it what God has commanded us to do. But in every one of your situations, you have got to be strong and very courageous. Because God will show up and he will say, have I not commanded you? Or have I not already spoken to you? I'm going to put it this way. I've done told you what to do. So why are you doing it that way? And when you get through searching, oh, I see what you're saying. It's easy to do it that way. He said, well, you go right ahead. Do it that way. But you know what? I like God because he got this little statement that he reminds me of. He said, if you do it that way, guess what? You'll be back to see me. You'll be back to see me a lot sooner than you think. And when you get back, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you before you left. So you might as well listen to it the first time. Your mother never told you that. Amen. You might as well listen to it the first time because I'm going to tell you again. And again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Till you almost sleep it. Or you never forget it. You never forget it. Every next time.